The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. It's Thursday. It's a little bit after 10 o'clock, and that means when you hear the money clanking, it's time to talk with our friend Stephanie Dodson from Emerald Coast Coins.
About all that money, honey.
All that money, honey. I love the sound of the clinking coins.
Same, same, same.
So how are you today?
I am so happy tomorrow is Friday.
Me too.
Oh my gosh.
I'm ready for the weekend.
Same. It has been a week. Even, you know, we all had we had last Friday off. So like this week just compounded with everybody coming in, which is great.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
It makes the day go by so fast.
Yeah.
Like I blinked yesterday and it went from like 10 o'clock to 2.
Yeah. It's been busy. I guess a lot of people took last week off. So I feel like everybody's catching up this week or something.
That's kind of what I feel like too. Like we've had so many huge collections come in this week.
Oh, really?
And I had somebody else ask me, well, like, what kind of collections are they? Are they like, you know, just silver and gold or old money? I'm like, it's been like family collections. So the
really?
Old stuff.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and it's been so much fun. Like one of the collections we went through yesterday, the person was shocked by how much money that they got.
Really? Well, tell me everything, because maybe it's something I have hidden away in a box.
Well, so
somewhere.
They had some really cool like old dollars. So we always talk about the Morgan and Pease dollars, right? But they also had a trade dollar, and then they had I can't remember if they had the flowing hair dollar or not. I don't think they did, but they had some flowing hair, like half dollars, which are really old. And without like showing them to you, you'd be like, okay, like, I don't know what that is. But, you know.
So what's the value on some of those?
Some of those. So even the little dimes, like they have dimes from like the late 1700s, early 1800s,
whoa,
like half dimes. And one of those, you know, like a few hundred bucks.
From for the 1700s?
Dime. For like a half dime.
Wow.
I was like,
how did they have, a history? Has that been passed down over the
years?
How did they have that?
I think it was passed down. They were like, this isn't even all my stuff. I still have more. And I was like, whoa. Bring more in, because this stuff is fun.
Right.
Does it tax my brain? Yes. Do I love that? Also, yes.
Gosh.
Like some of them I had even asked my brother, I'm like, you know, what would you say for this? And he's like, this is what I would say. I'm like, all right, that's what I thought too.
Wow, that's amazing. So you had that collection. You said you had a couple of other ones too?
Yeah, a couple of other, and they were a lot of the same kind of stuff, like just the old Morgan and Pease dollars, some of the 90% silver, quarter dimes, half dollars, you know, typical stuff like that. But the older cool dollars are the stuff, like just the older stuff that's been coming in this week has been amazing.
Yeah, I probably, if I was a coin collector, I think I would really love the old coin. Like things, if somebody came with a 1700 something coin, that just amazes me.
Yeah, I mean,
that's amazing to me.
Super cool. Like anytime I see something like that, I'm just like, who, and you know, we talked about that before. Who held this? Whose hands did this pass through?
Right.
Like,
who? Andrew Jackson?
You're right. Like, literal history in my hands.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing ever.
That's so cool. Well, we're talking with Stephanie Dodson. She is here with Emerald Coast Coins. So, if you've got a coin question, a collection question, she is our expert, 850-437-1620. So, speaking of coins, you usually give us a little bit of an update of the pricings of things now. And it's kind of wild seeing all that's going on. So,
it's crazy.
Yeah. So,
right,
fill us
now
in on where we are today.
I think everything is up right now. So like gold this morning is at $3,316.
Okay.
Silver is at just under $37, like $36.65. So I think it might hit 37 by the end of the day. We'll see. And you know, you and I were talking about like the copper
well,
stuff.
Well, I told when she walked in, she's got me paying attention.
I know, right?
I heard on the news this morning, and I didn't catch. It's one of those things where you catch it, and then you go, "Oh, darn! I wish I heard the first part."
Should have paid attention.
I should have paid attention to this. Yep. So I may be wrong, but if somebody heard it and they can correct me, I'm all open to that. 850-437-1620. But what I heard was that I guess the president's going to be putting in a tariff on copper, a big tariff, like a 50% tariff. So the companies that we get copper from.
Yeah.
And so that was going into effect. So the person was saying that the value of the penny was going to go up as a result. The person also said, that all the people that use copper for copper wire, that kind of thing, that there was going to be a buying frenzy before this tariff went into place.
That part makes super sense, that there will be a buying frenzy. And it kind of takes me back to last time in terms of gold and silver, like, you know, gold and silver, $3,300, $36. Copper's like $4.40 a pound.
Right. Okay.
So it's, you know, huge
difference.
That's
a lot of pennies.
That's a lot of pennies.
She had to correct me on that.
Because that person who's like, your pennies will be, no, they're still going to just be your pennies. Hold on to them forever, but we're not allowed to melt the pennies.
That's interesting.
Why is that? And I don't know why. I don't understand why, like, we cannot melt our copper pennies, because some people have been collecting for years and they have lots and lots, because they're like, if we can never melt them. Yeah, sure.
It would be worse.
That'd be a lot of money.
Is it because some copper pennies are all copper and some are mixed alloys? Mixed? Could that be it?
Possibly, but anything before 1982 is going to be a copper penny.
Oh, okay.
In the middle of 1982, they switched from copper to the copper zinc.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, anything prior to that is going to have copper in it. It's so weird to me that they don't, because you can take the silver coins and melt them down.
Okay, I didn't know that. You can.
It's so weird. It's mind-boggling.
Huh. I wonder what the thinking is behind that.
I don't know. I've never dug too much into it. That's just something I have known even before we did the coin shop stuff.
Right. Yeah.
For so whatever weird reason, that's just a fact that stuck in my brain.
Well, you just have to know that you're on my mind, because...
Thanks so much.
The other thing I did last week, which was pretty funny, was that I was introducing another guest for another company. Mm-hmm. And I said, and Stephanie Dawson's here. they looked at me blankly. I was like, whoops.
Just kidding. Was it a dude or a girl?
No, it was a woman. So okay. I was good on that front. And she was very gracious about it.
Thank goodness. She must be super awesome if she reminded you.
Yes, she absolutely is. Absolutely. So I piqued my interest, because I thought, well, that's interesting to hear about the copper tariff.
I'll have to definitely dig more into it. Like, I was watching my parents' dogs last night, so I paid attention to zero things last mm-hmm. night or this morning.
We're probably better off for it.
That's it, right? Oh my gosh.
Taking a break from the news every once in a while can't hurt.
I did not turn their TV on until probably like 10 o'clock last night, and that was just to have background noise when I went to sleep.
Wow. Okay, so back to the collection, because you got me curious now. So yeah, the one person came in with all these antique coins. Mm-hmm. What else have you seen this week?
We've seen a lot of the typical stuff. More people bringing in jewelry this week. And my brain's just leaving. Oh, like platters, the silver platters, sterling silver flatware.
Yeah, those have just gone out of style. My mother had a whole, everybody used to have silver collections mm-hmm. and silverware.
Yep.
And that was a big thing when you got married.
Exactly.
All the wedding gifts were silver bowls and silver, a set of forks,
a set of
spoons.
And like each year you would get the complete of the forks or the spoons or whatever. Yeah. And that pattern.
And the pattern. It was a big deal.
It was such a big deal. I don't have any interest in it.
No,
I didn't even want the china, but you know, that my dad, his mom and his grandma worked for Sears, so he has all like that old china stuff.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't need it. I don't have room for it.
But those have value, the Wedgwood and some of the old.
That's what they say.
What's the Irish one?
I have no idea, because I pay zero attention to China.
Okay, never mind.
I just know I don't need it in my house.
Yes. Well, my mother had some Irish china. I can't think of the name.
I mean, I know
see it?
Them.
It's green.
Yeah.
Okay, help me out. Someone 850-437-1620. I'm drawing a blank.
Not coins, but now it's china. We got to know the answer.
That's exactly right. So you had that collections come in. You had some jewelry come in.
Yeah.
Is it different in the summer? Is it because people are cleaning house, you think?
I think Yeah, we're so busy right now. I think it just has to do a lot with everybody just want to declutter. I feel like these past, you know, couple of years, 2024, 2025, has been like the years of decluttering.
It's true.
Like making our life simpler and easier to handle and less stressful.
It's so true.
And so that totally comes along with it. I think that's what the biggest thing is.
That is really true. Well, I thought of something recently because I was decluttering.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a collection of World War II medals. And things like that, like the things that my father had, right? So are those, do those have value, like old war medals and war, like the insignias that people put on their uniforms, like the Bronze Star, those kinds of things? Do they have a value?
Some of them can have value.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether that's like, you know, a couple bucks, $5, $10, whatever, I believe some of them can have value, especially if they're in nice condition.
Right.
We had a guy that we used to take our stuff to all the time, and he passed away, unfortunately. But he knew like everything about that stuff, and it was so cool.
It's like a whole nother category, right?
It is. And I want to say there's another gentleman that comes in our store that does know about some of that stuff, like the old buttons, like vote for Nixon and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I have
right?
some of those,
like those
Nixon Now buttons.
Yes, that's what it is.
I have a box of old camp McGovern, Nixon, who's the other? There's a couple of them. I don't know why I have this stuff. My mother collected a lot of stuff. I inherited the stuff. I have boxes of stuff I'm going through right now. One of the cool things is I have my parents sent letters to each other during World War II. And their World War II letters are wrapped in ribbon.
Yeah.
And there's probably 100 letters there.
Aww.
I haven't opened them because I feel like I'm invading their privacy.
True.
But I can't throw them away either.
No.
So I don't know if there's like a World War II archive somewhere or some organization
probably,
that might.
There probably
you know what I mean?
Is.
Like it feels
yeah.
like there'd be a value to that. I just don't, so anyway.
Like I would think even starting to ask questions would be like go to, you know, the air station museum and ask them. Like
well, that's
from,
a thought.
From
yeah, because he was in the Navy. He was on an aircraft.
Yeah.
Carrier. So, okay, that's interesting. Well, that's how I found the medals. That's how I found
so
some
cool.
of the old stuff from World War II. It's in a box that's been, my sister had the box, my brother, everybody's had the box.
It just goes from one person to the
other.
So
now I got the box.
I get it. Totally get it.
And I don't want to throw it away. It's so hard with these things that are sentimental.
It really is.
You know, but it's if they really have difficult. Value or somebody else would enjoy having them in their collection, then I'm all about that. I can't quite just throw it away.
No. That's the way a lot of people are too. Like if I can find somebody who will love it as much as I do, then yes, I will hand it along.
Right, exactly. So some of the other things that you do, you have the coins. Talk about some of the other collections and things that you do receive at your store.
So it's mostly coins. You know, a lot of people call me like, do you buy coins? Yeah, totally. We're our coin shop above everything else. So we're a coin shop first, and then we buy like the unwanted and broken jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing metal detectors. We're getting out of that because Dad's really retiring.
Right.
Sure, as I say in quotation marks. But so, you know, our main focus is coins from around the world. American coins, around the world coins. Even we have, you know, a full staff now, and they are starting to learn the foreign coins too, which is great. I love it. And currency, like from around the world, are the old currencies from back in the day.
Right.
So we do pretty a lot of that stuff.
Okay.
We don't do pearls. You know, we don't do like Rolexes or anything like that. But we don't do like gemstones.
Oh, okay. I thought you said gyms.
You're like, what? No gyms are allowed in
track?
Your store? Yeah, right?
There's a whole other store in town that takes the old Nordic, which makes me laugh every time I drive by. It's full of all the old
that's funny.
Fitness equipment. No, you don't do that.
No.
GEMs,
yes.
Gotcha. Okay. So if you have garnet or you have birch stones, that kind of
stuff. Right, I can't do it. It's just because I don't have an outlet to resell them.
Gotcha.
That's really the biggest reason. And it's a lot more to learn that my brain does not want to take in right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we do all the coins and stuff, and we have a lot of people who like to come in, and we always tell everybody, you know, research, ask around, ask questions. And so we do have people that will do their research, and so then we have to say, well, okay, I know Google said this, or I know eBay said this, but we have to look at the actuality of everything surrounding the one price you found that's $800.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you see one for $800 and then you see like three or four for like, you know, $50-$60, let's look at the reality of things. It's probably $60.
That's interesting. That must happen a lot where people come in with a preset idea of what they're going to get for something.
It does. It happens every day. It's so great.
Talking with Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins. Tell us your website and your address and your phone number for those listening.
Oh, yeah. So our address is 1811 Creighton Road, and we're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We do not take jewelry after 4 o'clock. Not 401, not 402, 4 o'clock.
Okay.
We have our Facebook page is Emerald Coast Coins. You can look for my dad's dogs. I still have Sophie, I think, on there. And that was his baby girl that we lost a couple years ago.
Aww.
And EmeraldCoastCoins.com is our, it's just the informational page.
Okay.
So, and I know when people will look, they'll search somebody who does stamps, and we pop up because it's in that collectible realm.
Right.
But we do not do stamps.
That's what I thought. You said you don't do stamps. Okay. So one of the things too, this month is July month. So it's 4th of July. It's Blue Angels Week.
Yeah.
Do you have anything going on that's related, like patriotic kind of things that people might come in to get if they wanted to give somebody a special gift?
I always go to the Silver Eagles if you're going to mention something that's patriotic or American. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, those things are pretty cool. It's an ounce of silver. They're probably around $42-ish dollars today.
So the design has an eagle,
I'm
assuming?
It has an eagle on the back.
Right.
And it has a Walking Liberty on the front, Walking Nice. Lady Liberty on the front.
That's gotta be beautiful.
It's super pretty. They're very pretty and very nice, just like nice, easy gifts.
Mm-hmm. That would be something really special this time of year.
Yes.
Especially for the July birthdays.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So that would be good.
Yes.
Okay. Do the Navy Blue Angels have any kind of special coins that they put out? I know they have all kinds of merchandise.
They have all kinds of merchandise, and I know they have it, like, you know, at the shop there on base. To my knowledge, we don't have anything
gotcha.
Like that.
Yeah, okay.
yeah. Every once in a while, we'll get in challenge coins, which is a military,
right.
you know, the challenge coins mm-hmm. that somebody had from their whoever family member's collection, and they don't want any of it, so they just sell it all.
So you maybe tell me, what is a challenge
so
coin?
So a challenge coin is like a military... And I don't, if Dad was here, he could explain it a lot better than me. It's just a military kind of like coin / token. And I think when, like, the story was, it's like when the guys would be at the bar or whatever, whoever had the, like, the best one, like if one was given to them, like by the president or mm-hmm. by a congressman, then he would win and the other person would have to buy a drink for him. Like
oh,
that's
wow.
what they kind of used
okay.
them for. I think that's how the
challenge
story goes.
Oh,
yeah.
Now I gotcha. Okay. 850-437-1620. If you've got a question for Stephanie about coins or a collection that you have, here's one that just popped in as
yeah.
I was talking.
Sure.
Is the Morgan silver dollar 1 ounce, and is it worth the value of silver at 1 ounce or more?
So a Morgan silver dollar is... just under an ounce. It's 0.75 ounces. And it's 0.77344.
Mm-hmm.
So if you took silver price, which is $36.60, and multiplied it by that 0.77344, that'll tell you how much silver's in there. Do I purchase it for that price? Right now, I'm really close to that price, but I'm not quite there. Because if I get a whole bunch in, which has been happening a lot lately,
mm-hmm.
and I sell them off to another distributor, they're paying me close to that price.
Right.
You know. If I can, you know, and if I can pay more, that's just if they're just run of the mill.
So it's about $30.
So about $30
for a $1
yeah,
coin.
Let's see.
That's
yeah.
not bad.
Let's see.
That's a good return.
36.65 times.
Look, we're figuring it out right now. 850-437-1620.
Yeah.
If you've got a coin you've always wondered about, or
yeah.
want to find out some more information, our expert is in the house right now.
So there we got. Yeah, they have like $28 worth of silver in them.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay. I hope you have a whole bag full of those.
Me too.
to our listeners.
And
thanks for sending in the question.
If they're not, you know, if they're not pretty, if they're Carson City's,
mm-hmm.
they're worth more money.
What's a Carson City?
Carson City is the city it was minted in.
Okay.
Or if they're really pretty and not cleaned, you know.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that, because we mention that
yes,
every week.
We do mention that every week. Don't clean them. If you got
don't
one, don't clean
them.
It. Leave it just the way it is. But if it has a nice detail to it, if the date's better, I said Carson City's, but there's a handful that are better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of that plays into a factor. So when I talk the lower price, I'm just talking beginning price.
Gotcha.
It kind of goes like with those half dimes I was talking about, you know, like, you know, typical little common little half dimes are, you know, between $5, $10, $12 because they've made a lot of them. Those couple, you know, they were a few hundred bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow. Okay. Great. So send in those questions, 850-437-1620.
Yeah.
So you have other collections as well. So maybe talk a bit about that.
I'm trying to think of what else we have. We also print out a paper that we give to customers.
Uh-huh.
Or if you need us to email it, we can email it to you. And it tells you like all the coins to look for that are.
Ooh, you need to bring that in to me next time.
I will try
Please.
To remember.
And bring in, I want to see the silver eagle.
I will bring a silver
Just
eagle
Just so I can
too.
See. I've never seen one of those
yes.
before. I don't think I have.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah.
yeah. So it's a paper and it will have like all the better date coins from the earlier years for quarters, dimes, half dollars,
mm-hmm.
all the way up through the gold coins and Morgan dollars. And we give that out to people to help them. We have a lot of people who look for error coins too. And
I just know there was like a nickel. I think I mentioned to this before, but my dad used to look for the 1955 Double D.
That was a penny.
Oh, was it a penny? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, it was a nickel. Okay.
Yep, that was a penny. Like, we had one of those, and I was just telling somebody about this yesterday. We sold it for like $2,200.
Uh-uh. Really?
For a penny.
And it's the Double D.
It was the Double D. Ah. It was a double date. It was a double dyed. So it was
double dyed. So that is a 1955, the right year?
Yep.
Okay, then that wasn't the nickel?
Nope, it was a penny.
Okay, I've been looking for nickels. No wonder I'm not getting rich.
Boo. Now, like, you can check your nickels in your change, too, because in 1942 to 1945, uh-huh. They put a 35% silver in there because they needed the nickel for the war.
Oh.
So those nickels are, like, right around a buck or so right now.
Really?
Yeah. And people don't think to look because a nickel is a nickel.
Right, right, of course. So, and we're not really using change anymore.
Right.
So it just kind of sits in your wallet or in the bottom of your purse.
And the easiest way to tell, you don't have to look at the dates. The easiest way to tell for the nickels is if you flip it over onto the back of the nickel and on top of the Monticello, the building, you'll see a mint mark.
Mm-hmm.
The P for Philadelphia, D for Denver, or S for San Francisco. If it's on the top of that building, it's a silver one. Because the mint mark's typically over to the side and teeny, teeny, tiny.
Uh-huh. So if it's on top of the building, that means it's a silver one
mm-hmm.
from the 1940s.
Yep.
I love that history. I love hearing that the coins were minted differently for the war. That's amazing
crazy.
To me. No, I just love
it. I just like soak it all in.
Yeah, yeah, the history that's attached and each one has meaning. And I just think it's fascinating stuff. I really do.
Same. We were talking about, so to go on that with the war stuff, the currencies, before Hawaii became a state, we had they're called Hawaii notes. They $1 bill and it had Hawaii stamped across the back. So if Japan did take over Hawaii, we could say that money is no good.
Really?
The wartime emergency notes. And they did the same thing kind of for, I think it was North Africa, but instead of having something stamped on it, they changed the seal color. You know, our notes now are like green or whatever.
Right, right.
And it was like a bright yellow color.
Interesting. I'm fascinated by the Hawaiian note. That's interesting.
It's super cool. So if you watch Pearl Harbor, the movie,
we were talking about military movies this morning, actually.
That's so funny. And I always correlate things to movies. If you watch Pearl Harbor, the movie,
mm-hmm.
when Cuba Gooding Jr. and them are all on the deck and the guys are duking it out on that movie, like, you'll see them all with their money in their hands. They're all their Hawaii notes.
No kidding. Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I also love it when movies are historically accurate.
Yeah. Well, who would think? I mean,
not me until I started this job.
Well, movie people, those prop folks in movies, they're pretty serious about that, especially if it's a period movie, as they call it, a certain time period.
Yes, exactly.
So that's interesting.
It's so cool. And then that stuff just sticks in my brain forever.
This is so fun having you on the show because I think that I've always been interested in coins but never really got interested.
I totally get it because even like our staff we have now, like, most of them were never into coins or anything, and now they're like looking at things they want to collect.
I know,
and looking at things that look cool, and they're like, "What have you done to me?"
I know, it changes your whole perspective.
We've corrupted you. You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, I told you that I had the state's quarters.
Yes, yes.
That collection going on. So talk about that a bit, because those are still out there.
Oh,
and
yes.
There's a couple of states that are hard to find.
There really are. Some of the territories are hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Hawaii, like some of the later ones are harder to find, but the territories for sure, Guam, the Virgin Islands, and
I've never
DC.
Seen.
Yeah.
I never
those
saw
ones
those.
Are harder to find.
Tell them what that was, because when did that come out? In the 80s?
Yeah, the state quarters came out in 2008. It's been so long. I can't remember. It might have been 99. It's been a long time.
I was gonna
99
say,
to 2008. That sounds more accurate.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Because I was thinking, I got the book. Somebody gave me a few starter
quarters.
That's
right? What we do.
Yeah. You know, and then I got started. And I honestly, I think it's in a box somewhere.
I understand that too.
As I'm decluttering, actually, there's a box of quarters, state quarters somewhere. I know.
Yep.
But I know I didn't get a lot of them. There was some that I kept getting Vermont like over and over again.
Some of them are super, like you see them all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So strange.
Yeah. Wisconsin, I think it could be hit and miss, but Wisconsin had an error on it for the corn leaf. Like it was either a regular leaf or you could see like a tiny leaf under it, like up high or down low. So that was an error for that quarter.
So I'm sitting here thinking you need to write a book. A coin collector's guide.
Maybe.
Have you ever thought about it?
No, if I was going to write a book, I don't know. Maybe.
I think it'd be great. I mean, I'm sure there's some out there, but
there's
just,
a lot out there.
But I just wonder if
that people are way smarter than me with this stuff.
That maybe they haven't done recently, though. Or supposed to, you know, especially the things in the notes in this area.
Yeah.
Because we have such a rich history.
That's true.
Of money here, and people are still finding things.
That's true, too.
Right? All the archaeologists that are digging still and finding ships.
That would be fun.
In the sea and yes. Treasure chests.
Well, look at us. We hit our time
already.
Oh my gosh.
Too much fun with you.
It was
you.
Way too much fun.
I know.
1811 Creighton Road.
There you go. 1811 Creighton Road. Phone number?
850-473-1515.
You're open Monday through Friday.
9 to 5.
And website?
EmeraldCoastCoins.com.
And they're on Facebook.
That's it.
Daily update.
Thank you.
Stephanie, it's a joy. Thank you for being here on Pep Talk. We'll be back with you shortly right after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.